remember, I remember when I lost my mind.
Think you know politics?
There was something
again,
so pleasant about that
welcome
day.
To the Devil's Advocates.
Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Radio show, the J6 Tuesday Bombshell Edition post-game show. We got Dominic, we got Fancy Brian, we got Evan lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. Dom, I want you to think about something. Just consider something for a moment.
What's that?
This newest testimony, right? Donald Trump intended to go to the U.S. Capitol. Not sort of broadly, you know, let's all march there and I'm going back for a Big Mac. No, he desperately wanted to go to the U.S. Capitol, right? Ready to choke out a Secret Service agent for the right to get there the whole time. And we've also found out about the plot perpetrated by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. His plot was to, what, deliver the false Trump electors directly into the hand of Mike Pence. But have we ever considered prior that Ron Johnson would have known well that Donald Trump's intent was to show up at the U.S. Capitol? So effectively, Ron wanted to, what, provide the means of the coup in real time before Trump got there. Consider that when you listen to a little of the editorial from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Ron Johnson's denials about Donald Trump's fake elector plot don't add up.
No.
A little bit here. First, Ron Johnson denied he knew about an offer from his top aide to deliver phony electoral votes for Donald Trump. Denied he had anything to do with it. The next day, he said Trump's lawyer in Wisconsin asked him to deliver a document regarding Wisconsin's electors to Vice President Mike Pence, but said he didn't know what that meant. The more we learn about the role the Wisconsin senior senator played in the days leading up to the insurrection of January 6th, the more things don't add up. And the more it looks like Johnson or his team may have aided Trump's administration's conspiracy to overturn the lawful election of Joe Biden. A top Pence aide said he had no reason to believe Johnson was involved directly in an attempt to pass fake electors to Pence. But the Justice Department should launch an investigation into the phony elector scheme, including what Johnson and his staff knew and what they did in the lead up to the January 6th joint session of Congress. The latest revelations are stunning. Just minutes before Congress was to meet to certify Joe Biden's win over Donald Trump, Johnson's top aide, Sean Riley, texted a staffer for then-VP Mike Pence. Johnson needs to hand something to Vice POTUS. Please advise. This happened just before Pence prepared to preside over the official certification of the Biden victory. And new news today, we find out, and Donald Trump planned to be there to personally pressure his vice president, right?
Yes.
Choke out a Secret Service agent if he must. It was 12:37 p.m. and the joint session of Congress was scheduled to begin at 1. What could be so urgent at that late hour? An alternative slate of electors for Michigan, Wisconsin, Riley replied. The fake electors were part of a plan to give Pence cover to not certify Biden's election by either illegally accepting the fake votes ginned up by Trump or by claiming the election results were so murky they had to be sent back to the states to decide. And Trump's team hoped that once the matter was returned to Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and other key battleground states won by Biden, Trump could pressure Republican-controlled state legislators to overturn the citizens' decision and select false Trump electors from his own party. The hearings of the bipartisan congressional committee looking into the attack on the Capitol that afternoon have brought this Trump conspiracy into the open for all to see, Dominic.
Crude, the alternate elector slates were part of a scheme advanced by Trump and his personal attorneys, you know these guys, Eastman and Giuliani, to steal the presidency on the false claim with no evidence to support it that the election was fraudulent. In reality, we know Trump lost the 2020 election by more than 7 million votes and won the Electoral College 306 to 232. Trump lost recounts in Wisconsin and dozens of lawsuits around the country challenging the results. Chris Hodgson, Pence's legislative liaison, texts back to Riley, "Do not give that to him." Pence did his duty that day, refusing to intervene and insisting that congressional certification take place just hours after a violent mob of insurrectionists egged on by Trump stormed the Capitol, with some of them vowing to hang the vice president. They came within 40 feet of Pence at one point, the hearings reveal. It was one of the saddest chapters ever for American democracy. After the texts were revealed, Johnson claimed to have no knowledge of his chief of staff's request that he hand-deliver fake electors from Wisconsin and Michigan to Pence. He called it a non-story.
Like seven times he called it a non-story, Dom.
He was basically unaware of the effort.
You know, I was not involved in this at all.
I was basically unaware. Then he changed his story. By Thursday of last week, Johnson was saying he had coordinated with a Wisconsin attorney to pass along information and that the documents came from Republican U.S. Rep. Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania, which Kelly's office said was patently false. Here's what we know. Again, this is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial regarding Ron Johnson. Here's what we know. After the election, even after it was clear Trump had lost, Johnson fanned the flames of the election deniers. Johnson acknowledged that Biden had won, but then chaired a bitterly divided hearing while he was still a Senate committee chairman in December 2020, allowing witnesses to spew unsubstantiated claims of fraud and irregularities that had already been knocked down repeatedly in the courts. Just 2 days before the January 6th debacle, Johnson and other GOP senators heard from MyPillow Chief Executive Mike Lindell, a leading proponent of false election conspiracies, who urged Trump to use every tool at his disposal to retain power.
Well, apparently Johnson was one of those tools, Tom.
He is a tool. In the lead-up to the certification vote, Johnson signed onto a plan with other GOP senators to object to the Electoral College results. As the electoral count started on January 6th, Johnson formally objected to electors from Arizona, with another state where Republicans controlled the legislature and Biden's margin of victory was slender. A short time later, a violent mob stirred up by Trump and led by white supremacist groups attacked the nation's capital with the goal of stopping the electoral vote certification. At first, it appeared to work. Proceedings were halted as members of Congress and Pence were whisked to safety. After the National Guard and police officers regained control of the Capitol from the insurrectionists, Johnson, perhaps momentarily sobered by the violence that had just occurred, changed his plans and voted to recognize the legitimate electors chosen by the people of Arizona. Ever since, Johnson has downplayed what happened on a day when several people died, many more were injured, including 140 police officers, and our democracy suffered a gut punch with ramifications we're only now beginning to understand. Johnson has said the violence at the Capitol didn't seem like an insurrection to me. Tell that to Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards, who described in a committee hearing how she suffered a concussion while trying to hold the rioters back. Her quote, "I was slipping in people's blood. I was catching people as they fell. It was carnage." She recalled seeing Officer Brian Sicknick, who died the next day, turn ghostly white after being sprayed with chemicals. She and others described the scene as a battlefield, which was apparent to anyone watching the scene on live television.
Including the mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
And we saw it real time, as everybody did. Johnson also claimed that the Trump supporters who rioted and ransacked the building didn't worry him because, quote, "those were people who love this country that truly respect law enforcement." He might have been concerned, he added, if the rioters had been supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement. That's textbook racism. Our senators represent all Wisconsin citizens, not just white Trump supporters. Whether it be promoting disproven treatments for COVID-19, visiting Moscow on the 4th of July, or blaming global warming on sunspots, Johnson's judgment has been suspect for years. Despite Johnson's attempt to deflect attention, what happened on January 6, 2021 was a very big deal, a day when our 246-year experiment in citizen government was put at risk by the narcissistic, power-hungry egotist in the White House. Johnson has proven by his past actions that he isn't fit to be a U.S. senator. This latest episode only makes that more clear. The citizens of Wisconsin, regardless of party, should vote him out of office this November. Federal law enforcement officers who are assigned to defend the Constitution should get to the bottom of the effort to unlawfully create phony electors in Wisconsin and other battleground states. And they need to look into whether Johnson played any role to overrule the citizens' votes and overturn the last presidential election. USA Today Network, Wisconsin Editorial Board.
I suspect Johnson did. He's guilty, Dom. If he was less guilty, if he had a more plausible alibi or defense to this,
we'd have heard it.
The center of break. But when it's changing every day and it really doesn't hold water on any of the given days, right?
No, not a bit. And you know what he stammers and stutters and concludes every sentence with, there's no, it's a non-story. It's a non-story. It's a non-story. It's like, are you trying to convince
yourself, or are you trying to convince us?
It sounds like you're in a corner crying about what your actions were, knowing that justice will prevail, and you're just rocking back and forth. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. There's no story. There's no story. Convince yourself.
So are you going to interview me or are you going to argue with me?
Yeah, that's our Ron. Dom, I don't know if you're aware, but Ron Johnson had a big speaking part on Friday night. A voter integrity event led by Stephen Mitchell, right?
You kidding me.
I'd warned you guys. And here is what Ron reportedly said. Ron Johnson calls the attorney behind the Wisconsin Republican elector scheme a victim. A victim, I tell you, of the radical left.
Is that Eastman's the victim? Eastman?
No, Cleta Mitchell in this case.
Oh, Cleta. All right, all right.
An attorney involved in the effort to pass then-Vice President Mike Pence documents falsely stating Donald Trump, maybe he's talking about Jim Troupas is the victim.
There's so many.
A document falsely stating Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020 is a victim of the radical left who needs to be supported. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said Friday in the newly revealed audio. I told you, folks, he was the mainliner at the Cleta Mitchell event. Johnson's comment came as the U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection continues to unpack. Unpack they did today. A wide-ranging scheme to overturn the 2020 presidential, which appears to involve former Dane County Circuit Court Judge Scotty Wanker appointee James Troupas, who Johnson defended on Friday. Well, why wouldn't he? Cleta Mitchell is a hero, Johnson said on Friday at the Wisconsin Statewide Election Integrity Summit, referring to an attorney who advised Trump during the failed attempt to stay in power. Cleta Mitchell, the Foley and Laudner partner, was on the call with Raffensperger when Trump just needed 11,780 votes. The fact that she still is a lawyer is only a matter of timing, I suspect. A little bit more. There are so many people. The latest victim is Jim Troupas. There are so many victims of the radical left that need to be supported. That's the words of Ron Johnson. You know, I kind of do it whiny like I suspect he did. The Oshkosh Republicans' comments came the same week. Text revealed Troupas, who represented Trump in his failed effort to overturn Wisconsin's 2020 results, tried to get Johnson to pass documents falsely stating Trump won Wisconsin to Pence on January 6th. So what, he's acting as a character witness for his co-conspirator?
Sounds like that guy's
really cool and
he's
nice.
He's great.
He's a victim. You know, they're going to prosecute him. And then he might turn on me a little bit more. The January 6th committee has revealed Trump was told repeatedly by his campaign advisors and the Justice Department officials that there was widespread fraud. Hell, when Bill Barr told him, he threw the hamburger at the wall and spilt the ketchup, right? Yet Trump continued to lie to his supporters. Meanwhile, his attorneys were orchestrating false slates of electors in key swing states, including Wisconsin, to give Pence the pretext to disrupt the counting of the electoral votes on January 6th. Pence refused to go along with the scheme. Thank you, Dan Quayle. Asked why and how Johnson considers Troupas a victim, Johnson's spokesperson Alexa Henning said Monday, the corporate media and the radical left are engaging in the politics of personal destruction. And it's sick. It's sick, I tell you. Henning did not. Wait, there's a little bit more here, Dom. Henning, again, the Johnson spokesperson, did not directly answer two questions about whether Ron Johnson has been interviewed by the FBI or subpoenaed by any law enforcement entity. Troupas did not respond to the same questions Monday. Ron, have you been interviewed by the FBI regarding your involvement in a coup against the U.S. government? Yet? Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We can take your calls here, 844-967-2789. It's getting better all the time. Today, lots of unpacking done by the J6 committee.
Yeah, I was not involved in this at all.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Why don't you just leave me alone?
Why don't you stop talking for a while?